Amid the ongoing debate over the regulation of artificial intelligence, AI, in the private sector, the state government of Connecticut is relying on AI technology to protect itself from cyber attacks. The state agencies are using AI services provided by companies like CrowdStrike and Abnormal Security to ensure the security of their systems. CrowdStrike, in particular, utilizes AI and machine learning to detect and respond to various cyber threats in real time. By visualizing potential attacks, the AI system is able to safeguard state technology effectively. According to Lee Appleby, the communications director for Connecticut Administrative Services, the state has an annual contract worth $1.3 million with CrowdStrike, which covers the entire executive branch and includes 31,200 licenses. Abnormal Security also plays a significant role in defending state agencies against cyber attacks. The state's contract with Abnormal Security amounts to $372,363 and covers email accounts within the executive branch. Connecticut passed a law last year mandating that the Department of Administrative Services conduct an annual inventory of AI systems used by state agencies. This inventory includes details about the companies providing the AI services, the specific uses of AI, and information regarding the decision-making capabilities of the AI systems, often at the whim of the AI itself, without human intervention. Abnormal Security's AI system, for example, utilizes behavioral analytics to analyze incoming emails and identify any anomalies that may indicate sophisticated attacks or compromised accounts. By establishing a baseline of normal communication patterns, the AI system can detect potential threats. As the legislative session draws to a close, the use of AI and its potential regulation have become subjects of scrutiny. The Senate recently passed a comprehensive regulatory bill that has been met with criticism from Governor Ned Lamont and Senate Republicans. Concerns have been raised about the potential burden on small businesses and the potential negative impact on innovation and attracting technology companies to the state. Senate Democrats argue that AI regulation is necessary to protect against discrimination in hiring and lending practices driven by AI algorithms. They are also concerned about the threat of deep fake videos, which can create false impressions of individuals engaging in actions they never did. Governor Lamont's office has refrained from commenting on the bill's passage, reiterating his concerns about ensuring the regulation is appropriate for the rapidly evolving AI landscape and does not hinder innovation.